From Washington, this is VOA News. Donald Trump assailed Iranian aggression and military ambitions Monday on his first visit to Israel as the American president, drawing approval from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Following brief talks, Rivlin and Trump made statements to reporters in which Trump said that two nations must work together to confront common threats.
Together we can work to end the scourge of violence that has taken so many lives here in Israel and around the world. Most importantly, the United States and Israel can declare with one voice that Iran must never be allowed to possess a nuclear weapon. Never, ever.
The U.S. president arrived in Israel after a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia, where Trump said King Salman assured him the Saudis want peace between the Israelis and Palestinians and roadblocks imposed against Iranian threats. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Trump attacked the administration of former President Barack Obama for agreeing to a 2015 international deal restraining Iran's nuclear weapons program in exchange for lifting economic sanctions against Tehran, a pact the Jewish state adamantly but unsuccessfully opposed. Iran's newly reelected President Hassan Rouhani said Monday that Iran's relationship with the U.S. is a curvy road and called President Trump's summit in Saudi Arabia this past weekend, quote, just a show. Rouhani also said that stability could not be achieved in the Middle East without his country's help. The Americans do not know our religion. That's what the catch is, he told in response to a reporter. Rouhani said he hopes the Trump administration will settle down enough for his nation to better understand it. You are listening to news from The Voice of America in Washington.